Hi, everyone. So the first 3 years I was in the investing world, I didn't know much about investing, but I had a little bit of money I wanted to invest. And basically, to cut a long story short, the first 3 years went great. I made about 100%, so about 33% or so per year. But then after that, I actually lost a lot of that money. And that taught me quite a lot of things about investing, even though at that stage, I was just a young adult who wasn't in the investment industry, who wasn't as interested in investing as I was now. So what did I learn from that experience? Now, number one, I learned you can't time markets. In other words, really, no matter how much you try, the key thing is overperformance doesn't last. In other words, timing markets once might work. Maybe even timing markets twice works. Maybe even 3 times, but over 40 years, it's not going to work. In other words, a great example is look at the economic crisis. So many of the people who predicted the economic crisis then thought that, well, markets were overvalued in 2010. They called it a dead cat bounce. They thought that, markets were still too on the expensive side. Well, that clearly wasn't the case. That's just one example, but there's too many unknown unknowns and known unknowns to time markets. So that's one thing alongside the fact overperformance doesn't last that I learned. I also learned, linked to that point, that stock picking really doesn't work from the point of view that there's too many unknown quantities and unknown variables to predict the prices. And there was a great example is take ZTE recently, the Chinese firm who suffered under Trump. Nobody could have predicted that, right? Nobody could have predicted what happened to Apple with Steve Jobs coming back, revitalizing the company, the FANG stocks, and so on. It's just too difficult to predict these things. Now, I also learned that human nature is egotistical, just that's just natural human nature. Obviously, some people are more like that than others, but it's human nature to think, oh, I can spot opportunities, I can do this, I can do that. It's very difficult to just accept a market return when it comes to base level human nature. Now, I also learned that an 8% return over 25 years is better than a 30% return over 3 years. So getting 30% or 35% over 3 years, getting 100%, that sounds great. But getting 8% over 25 years, especially 50 years, that will make a much bigger difference to wealth. It also made me realize that losing money can make you anxious. In other words, people say in the modern society, money isn't everything and so on. And that's very true. But by the same token, if you lose a significant amount of money, it makes you anxious in terms of, look, if you know that markets are going to go back up, you're less anxious. But by the same token, if you know you fundamentally made the wrong decision, that increases anxiety. So I'll give you an example. I bought many emerging market stocks, which I knew was very, now I know it's very stupid. But at the time, I didn't know it was silly. But once I did more reading and I realized it was really silly and realized that a lot of these emerging market stocks, which are based on commodities, which go through cycles, I knew realistically that unless I held on to these stocks for 10, 20 years, I was going to lose the money. So I made the very painful decision to say, look, I'm going to sell out. I'm going to lose some of this money, but then I'm going to go into better investments. And that leads me on to the next question or the next point, and that's that loss aversion is one of the key things that humans struggle with. In other words, eventually I did the rational thing. I said, well, look, there's no point in holding on to this until it breaks even. I should just take the loss because unlike something like an index fund, these stocks are probably not going to go up for 10 or 20 years. They might do, but I went to that conclusion. But what a lot of people do, and I was thinking about doing this for a long time, and I didn't sell the stock for about 1 or 2 months after I knew it was a bad decision. A lot of people say, okay, I've invested this amount of money, so I need to hold it until I break even. Whereas a rational thing to do is say, well, markets overall increase very well, so I can always make up that loss. So a typical example, let's say you've invested $10,000 into a stock and it goes down by 20%, so it's now worth $8,000. Now, yes, the stock might break even, but if you do the reading on stock picking, you'll realize that actually it's much more rational to say, okay, I've made a wrong decision. I'm going to use that 8,000 to invest in index funds as an example. But what most people do is even once they read the evidence and they know it was foolish to stock pick, they will still hold that 8,000 stock until it gets to 10,000, even if it takes 10 years, 20 years. And of course, that's not rational because you can make up the gain quickly if you make the right decisions. And finally, I realized that reading is a huge thing in investments, in terms of, it is true to say that investing is not like a science, it's not like maths. But with that being said, there's hundreds of years of academic data now, good practice and so on. So even though nobody can predict markets and things like that, when it comes to what's likely to be good investments long term, there's a lot of evidence out there. So even though you can't necessarily approach investing in the same way as, say, a scientist would approach science, if you just read the evidence and then importantly implement it, that is one of the keys to getting good long-term investment success.